Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hi, everybody. Ryan Ballinger here with you. Great to have you with us today for our show. Scott Kim joins us. He is the LPGA Tour Manager for PXG, and he's going to talk with us about the new 0317T irons. Scott, first, thanks for being on with us. It's been a heck of a year for PXG on the LPGA, so let's talk about that real quick and what that's meant to the brand.
Yeah, you know, women's golf has always been kind of a big thing at PXG, and, you know, we've tried to support women's golf as much as possible. So, it's been a great year for us. You know, Megan Cain got her first win, and Celine Boutier having a phenomenal year, and we're not done yet. Celine having four wins this season, it's been really incredible for us at PXG, and it's just been, you know, it's been probably a good, way of kind of showing like how good like these products are, and you know how it's helped these women play their best.
Lane's won in four different countries. She's won a major. She's got a pretty good shot at being player of the year. She's number one in the world. What has it been like working with her as she's kind of had this incredible ascendancy?
You know, working with Celine is incredible. She's just a tremendous ball striker, incredibly hard worker, and it's just been a pleasure working with her, you know, because Celine is one of those players that really knows what she wants and, you know, just trying to, like, kind of fine-tune the irons and drivers, just trying to, like, kind of fit kind of the particular shot shape, shot window she's looking for. It's made it really easy to help her kind of get into the clubs that make her play her best.
Feels like every pro kind of has it, just like every golfer kind of has their different things they're looking for and how they look for them and when they're evaluating equipment. How does Celine do that, and what is she looking for in particular when she's trying to evaluate, let's say, for the sake of this conversation, irons?
You know, like one of the big changes we made 2 years ago is that, you know, Celine was using a steel shaft in her PXG irons, and when I started in this role, one of the first things I kind of asked her is like, you know, how do you like your irons? And, you know, what can we do differently that would make you, you know, that you would feel like it would help you make play a little bit better? And, you know, one of the things Celine struggled with a couple of years ago is like getting the ball higher up in the air, like in order to stop the greens, stop the ball a little bit faster on firmer greens and kind of back pin positions, front pin positions. And so, you know, we looked into a couple different shaft options that kind of complemented our irons well. And, you know, since that change, her greens and regulation went from being around probably 60th or 70th on tour to now in the last few years, she's consistently been in the top 15. And so it's been a big change for her. And I think it's one of the reasons why she has so many top 10s in addition to all the wins she's had this year. It's just made her a much more consistent player and just keeps her in contention like so many weeks of the year.
Can you give us a good sense of the feedback on the 0317T irons and how they kind of fit into the staff that you're dealing with in terms of their preferences as an elite player and what they might kind of lean toward one way or the other before the 0317Ts came out?
You know, so like, you know, we came out with our 0317 ST irons, and then we came out with our 0317CB irons, and like the new 0317T irons is just like a nice complement to like this kind of player, like this really tour oriented type of set. It uses our platform technologies, our hollow body design that we're really known for, but kind of utilizing our kind of new S-Core technology in addition to our kind of precision weight technology to really kind of dial in, look and feel, but also, you know, the forgiveness that our irons are kind of known for. And it allows us to kind of blend the set really well with like the ST irons if somebody's looking for a little bit more forgiveness in the long irons. But it is also just a little bit more forgiving of a set than the CBs and the STs, but it still maintains kind of the workability, distance control that elite level players are kind of looking for.
So how do players kind of tend to take their makeup of a set? Do they tend to break it between 3-3 and 3, 2-3-2? I mean, how do they kind of tend to break up their sets? Or do a lot of players just kind of tend to stay in one family?
With some players, like I've seen, we've had a couple players utilize like the tee throughout the kind of the entire set, five through pitching wedge. We've also had some players utilize the tees and the short irons and still using our kind of flagship Gen 6P irons and like kind of the long irons if they're looking for a little bit higher launch. But one of the nice things about the tee iron, it utilizes our technology. So our kind of hollow body design, but while maintaining distance control. So it's been a really good complement. It's been really good in kind of short irons for some players just to be able to get a little bit more distance, but still kind of maintain that distance control that they look for playing on like some of these really firm greens out on the LPGA Tour.
I think a lot of us amateurs probably think about our clubs in 10, 15 yardish yard gaps and try to kind of play to those. Do top players, professionals think about those scoring irons even a little bit tighter range than those 10 to 15 yards than maybe us who are just trying to hit the green?
I would say like in general, a lot of these players are really looking for like kind of really consistent gap, like really consistent gaps in like in their short irons because that's where they're trying to get it close, give themselves birdie opportunities. I think that's kind of a looking for like kind of just consistent gapping like through the entire set is always something that play like elite level players and then regular golfers are looking for too. But the tee is kind of a great iron to like kind of maintain that distance consistency.
In terms of kind of the bell curve of not just professional golfers, but let's get to the broader population of golfer, where do most golfers kind of fit in the lineup of PXG irons and in terms of maybe either combo sets or just kind of general family?
We like PXG. We're always, we make golf clubs for the average golfer as well as like the elite level golfer. A lot of amateur golfers will probably fit really well into our flagship irons, like the Gen 6P and the Gen 6 XP line. But for better players like the 0317 and the CB and the STs, like those are really kind of made for a little bit kind of a higher level golfer, a little bit better ball striker, one that's a player that's looking for maybe a little bit more workability than maybe like the Gen 6P or XP, which are really kind of designed to be forgiving and straight versus like the 0317 line, which is really meant for like kind of precision distance control and kind of workability. The T iron just provides just a little bit more forgiveness than the CB and our ST lines.
Feels like PXG has done a better job, in my estimation, of having a differentiation between kind of maybe this isn't the best way to put it, but general population lines versus better player lines. Is that have you found that that's kind of been a better case is how PXG comes to the market?
We make golf clubs for every t different type of golfer, and we have kind of irons that are best suited for players that maybe don't get to practice that often. They need a little bit more forgiveness, so that's where like kind of the P's and the XP's really shine. It's just a little bit more like more forgiving across the face, even when you don't hit it that great. But the 0317 series, like it really kind of dials in someone that's kind of looking for kind of that elite level ball striker that is looking for like a little bit more distance control, workability, shot shaping capabilities, high, low, etc.
Just all of this kind of underscores the importance of getting fit for any player, whether you're Celine Boutier or whether you're 25, 36, 54 handicap, whatever that is for you. And that kind of leads into a question about how important it has been for the PXG brand to create these fitting studios that you've created and getting customers in to get properly fit across the board for PXG equipment.
Yeah, 100%. Whether you're Celine Boutier or you're you know, average Joe golfer that plays, you know, occasionally on the weekends, it's really important to get fit. And that's one of the, you know, one of the best things about PXG is that, you know, we don't have an off the rack item. We make clubs specifically for each golfer. And that's why we, you know, we have the experience of, you know, working with our fitters, like in studios, like at our various like store locations, or, you know, even with like, you know, being able to consult with somebody over the phone, you know, to try to kind of dial it in. But, you know, it really is important to get kind of to fit and go through that fitting process, you know, just so that, you know, you're really kind of enhancing the things you do well and helping helping fix things, some of the things that you don't. So,
and for tour players, I mean, they're used to being able to go through the paces and at their own pace and figure out exactly what they're looking for. But for someone who maybe hasn't been through that kind of fitting before, what can they expect when they go to a PXG fitting studio, and what are they going to learn about themselves in addition to how PXG equipment fits their game?
You know, so when you come into a PXG store and you start consulting with like one of our master fitters, like in this in studio, they, you know, they really pay attention to, you know, what you've been using, what you like about your clubs, what you don't like about your clubs, and, you know, really kind of, and then they show you like, you know, some of our, like our kind of flagship technologies, what makes our clubs so good. And then, you know, really start dialing into lie angle, trying to make sure that your start line is correct. And like, you know, making sure that you get adequate spin and adequate, you know, peak height in terms of your shot, so that, you know, you're getting your distance and stopping abilities on the greens. You know, and if you're looking at woods, like just trying to make sure that your shot shape is like what you want it to be, you know, maybe we can help correct for a little bit of a slice that you might have. And, you know, just, you know, but all around, you know, it's, it, you know, the fitting process is really good at addressing a lot of the issues that, you know, average golfers have. And, you know, the, our master fitters are just incredible at, you know, getting players dialed in and into clubs that really work best for them.
You mentioned this earlier at the top of the interview, and I thought it was pretty interesting, the move from steel to graphite for Celine, and what that has kind of meant for her accuracy in terms of hitting greens and regulation. Are there some things that you've run into in working with professional golfers that maybe they haven't considered, but when they do it, even it, and it could be that very thing, shaft change, but are there other things that maybe even elite golfers don't necessarily consider or reluctant to change that can net some really big results to improve their game?
You know, like I've worked with a lot of different golfers, not just like LPGA golfers, but elite college golfers. And, you know, sometimes you hear the phrase, oh, well, I've used this shaft for years, you know, and, you know, it might get a player adjusted to a particular feel, but it may not be a shaft that's like perfect, well suited for that person. So, you know, if you have a hard time hitting a hot, like a ball high enough, you know, you might not want to use something that's real stout, like a, you know, like a project that's, let's say, you know, there's a lot, you know, especially on the LPGA tour, we're starting to see a lot more of these kind of really high performance graphites that like work really well at getting the ball up in the air, landing with a softer angle of descent, but maintaining good accuracy and stabilities to where, you know, you can still hit a lot more greens and not have that, you know, that fear of missing left or right.
I think that's one thing to kind of underscore, whether you're playing infrequently, but even if you play frequently, technology moves very quickly in this game.
Yes,
and so if something you think may have worked for you for 5 or 10 years could be better, or something else could be better than it pretty quickly. And you might get passed by if you're not willing to make that change.
You know, like I was saying, that there's been so many advances in, let's say, like graphite iron technology, to where, you know, it's not a bad thing to play graphite. You know, there are a lot of benefits to being able to hit it, you know, hit it higher, hit it softer. And, you know, if, you know, and then actually, you know, a little bit of a better feel too, just, you know, but, you know, if you can kind of get over the, you know, get over, you know, having, I guess the idea of like, oh, I have to play steel, you know, in my irons, then, you know, you can really like see some big performance benefits.
All right, we'll get you out here on this. What has been your favorite moment so far in 2023 in your job?
You know, I cherish every win that we get on the LPGA tour, but one of the most satisfying things this year was to see Meghan Keane get her first LPGA tour win. I loved watching Celine get her first major in her home country of France. And, you know, two of the, you know, working with both of them has been like super rewarding, and just being able to have the, you know, the privilege to work with such elite level golfers and helping them get to the, you know, get to the, you know, the peak of the game is that's probably one of the best feelings about being the LPGA tour manager at PXG.
Scott, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. We really appreciate it. Continued success for the brand, already a
thank
huge year.
Much.
And hopefully we can talk again soon.
Thanks, Ryan.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.